The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. I believe in you. I believe in you.
I believe in you, baby.
I hear the sound
bang
of
bang.
Good solid judgment whenever you talk. Yet there's a bold, brave spring of the tiger that quickens your walk. I believe in you. I believe in you.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning, good morning. I'm just a proud American this morning. I'm pumped up. It's Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. I walk down the streets of New York, and I see the stellar NYPD keeping us safe, keeping us sound. You know, and we had a great chat with Bill Bratton. You'll be able to podcast that later. We'll put that out right after we go off the air. And I'm watching the New Jersey State Troopers on Fox and Friends this morning. How great was that? The pipe and drum group that they do, the blue and gold of the New Jersey State Police. So if you're a police officer out there, and we've got family members who are in law enforcement, you know, and my the kid that works for me, what a great kid this kid is. Yeah, just a young man, like and he's a millennial, and he's patriotic, and he's a great American, and he is now going into the academy, and we wish him Godspeed. So if you're in law enforcement, thank you. And you know what, if you're in the FBI has had such a tough time, and I know, and I get your tweets, and you know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to you. You talking to me? Are you talking to me? My friends in the FBI who listen to the show, who I get back and forth to, thank you for your service in the Federal Bureau of Investigation. You got a bad rap by a couple bad rogue actors. We know the rank and file of the FBI and the special agents in charge all around the great cities of this great country are doing a great job keeping us safe, and we appreciate that on Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock with Joe on the radio. I have to tell you, I'm going to go to some phone calls. We appreciate it. You know what gets me upset is the House votes today on a war powers resolution that would limit President Trump's authority to order military action against Iran. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who is this lady? What is she doing? She's criticizing Donald Trump's recent order to kill Iran's top military official. I'm reading here. In a statement, Pelosi called last week's deadly strike in Iraq a provocative and disappropriate military strike that put U.S. troops and diplomats in the region at risk. You know what? She may have a disagreement. I understand that. And like I said, I accept that. I can't stand this, the Donald Trump derangement syndrome where they go after the president just to go after the president. If you have a legitimate and objectively speaking, because I understand the criticism, believe me, I understand the criticism. But, you know, make it a legitimate criticism. You know, go in and just say something, come forth with an initiative like infrastructure, like we were talking about earlier, that helps the country. All they want to do is take down the president because they are all from California and New York, where the president is very disliked within the hierarchy. The intellectual elite. You know, and let me put it this way: the pseudo intellectual elite. Right? They think they're better than we are. They're smarter than we are, and they're just there to take down this president. And I don't know that it's just Donald Trump. It's just a Republican, and they know they're going to lose this next election. So, but the question is this: when you do the Mueller probe, and it is a complete abject failure, The Mueller probe is the biggest embarrassment in political history. And it's on the back of Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. And yes, there are some good Democrats in Congress. There are some good Democrats, some blue dog Democrats, right? Even some liberal Democrats. They're there. But this, the Mueller, think about the Mueller probe, what a failure it was. What an absolute fan that people, the collateral damage, General Flynn, Roger Stone, now facing 20 years in prison. For what? For what? It was a political takedown. It failed. What did they do? Oh, there was a phone call with Ukraine and with the president of you. And now they're going after that. It's failing. It's going to fail in the Senate. This impeachment, the money they spent. The energy they spent. So now, what does that do with the United States House of Representatives, in your mind? What does it do? Does it not take away all the credibility of Nancy Pelosi, of Adam Schiff, of Blumenthal, of all these people in the Senate and in the House who are of the Democratic Party, the Democratic whiners, the people filled with this Donald Trump derangement syndrome? Doesn't it take away, and objectively speaking, because I understand criticism, but when you're deranged to the point that they are, and you see Adam Schiff deranged to the point that he is, and Nancy Pelosi, when she gets mad, we had James Rosen on yesterday, and I said to the great James Rosen, and the great journalist that he is, where he couldn't get what he wanted to say out because of the confines of a press conference. Do you hate Donald Trump? He was right to ask that question, because I'm asking. That's what America is asking. Nancy Pelosi, she went crazy. Remember, she went crazy? This is a woman under duress and stress. Now, you're supposed to hand over when Donald Trump has an opportunity to take out a terrorist, a man who's got the blood of over 600 servicemen and women, and Soleimani, and they have an opportunity, and he gets the word, Mr. President, we see him, we could get him, we got him locked in, and we have Hellfire missiles ready to rip this guy to shreds for killing American servicemen and injuring and wounding so many thousands of American men and women who put their lives on the line for us. We have an opportunity to take him out, sir. What's he going to do? Hey, get Pelosi on the phone. Let me ask what she thinks. Are you kidding me? There's no credibility. They lost all their credibility in the United States House of Representatives. And the Senate, the Democrats have lost all credibility because they're constant. It's all this little whittling away at the presidency through the Mueller probe, which is a failure. Don't forget Mueller. Remember Mueller himself?
What page was that?
I was embarrassed. Kavanaugh, the way they went after Judge Kavanaugh, I was embarrassed. And I'm telling, there's no justification for this. And now they're doing this Ukraine situation. Now it's the House is going to vote on a war powers resolution, and President Trump's supposed to say, "Hey, you know what? Get Nancy Pelosi on the phone because I want to ask her if it's okay if I take out this killer." Are you kidding me? All of the credibility of the Democratic Party right now has gone away. Because of what they've done over this last 2 or 3 years. Especially the last 2 years. What they've done. Credibility is shot. It's gone. And they will not join. They will not unify this party. And it's very, very frustrating for them to now vote on a war powers resolution. Just to go after. Now they want to limit President Trump's authority to order military action against Iran, which technically goes against the Constitution. This is inexcusable, and they won't stop in the House, and they keep getting elected, and that's what drives me crazy. Hey, you know what? I want to get some phone calls. It's 13 minutes after 9 o'clock, but let me bring Robert Closey to the airwaves. He is a brilliant actor. You know him on Blue Bloods, and he's got a great event that that's in regards to law enforcement today. Hey, Robert, welcome back to the show, man. We wanted to make sure you got a plug out to this great thing that you're doing. Is that today, my friend?
Yeah, Joe, it is today. It's from 11 to 1 out at the Dean Poles PDQ Chicken in Farmingdale.
Yeah, okay.
Part of the Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, proud of our police event, and I'm going to be there with Abigail Hawk from Blue Bloods, and we're just going to be taking pictures and hanging out with all the law enforcement people who come, and we show our appreciation.
You know what? God bless you for doing that, Robert. And we love you on Blue Bloods with Tom Selleck, opening every episode like that. So give us the information again and where exactly you're going to be, if you would, sir.
We're going to be at PDQ Chicken in Farmingdale.
Okay.
And it's from 11 to 1 today.
Okay.
And it's, part of the Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. And it's me and Abigail Hawk, who plays Detective Baker on Blue Bloods.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just going to be hanging out with all the law enforcement family. Just showing, you know, showing our appreciation.
Hey, man, that is that. You know, I love you for that, man. I love you for doing that. You taking pictures, signing some autographs, are you, Robert?
That's exactly. Whoever wants them. You know, not everybody's going to want my autograph.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? They kept saying to me, Robert. I know. Then they think you're the guy. People think, I got something on Facebook. Somebody said to me on Facebook, you were great in The Irishman. They thought I was Joe Pesci. You know, I said, sure, whatever. I said, yeah. I said, thank you. Thank you. I just say thank you. I tell you, Robert Closey. Yeah, exactly. If they misidentify.
I get credit for people think I'm some other actor sometimes, and they say, oh, I love you on Roseanne. Thank you. You didn't think I could do comedy, did you?
Yeah, you just say thank you. Somebody said to me, this is the story I tell you. You know, you're one of the most brilliant guys ever to come out of Saturday Night Live. Can I have your autograph, Mr. Aykroyd? Like that. And I just said, sure. I put Danny Aykroyd down. All the very best. What am I going
to do? We're going to have to get you on Blue Bloods, Joe.
Well, I'll tell you what. Stevie Shrip is a friend, and I watch it. And one of our girls, Amy Evans, does the stand-ins over there. And we have so many friends. I would be honored to be on because the show is great. Robert, the show is great. Are you now just shooting that? It looks like 35 millimeter film that they're shooting it on, but that's all digital, yes?
I guess so, but that's above my pay grade.
I'm just an actor, Joe. How am I supposed? It looks like a rich, rich film, and Selleck is great. Listen, I would love to. It would be an honor to be on a show like that, man. It's a great show. It's a feel good show, and it's very supportive of law enforcement, which we love, Robert. You know.
And I just want to say one thing. I first met you, I think it was 1976 at the Improv, and you were the
guy.
And I went in. I went in with my buddy because he wanted to be a stand-up, and it was about 20 of us, and we went in to support him. And he went on stage. He got a number. I guess it was like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And then you came on and said, special guest star, Rodney Dangerfield. And Rodney came on and did his shtick, and then my friend had to follow him, and he bombed.
Robert, fun, I tell that story because I remember Rodney would just walk in. Remember those days? He would just walk in.
Yeah. How are you? How are you? Good to see you. Hey, how are you? How are you?
And we go, Rodney, come up on stage. So your buddy had to follow him because sometimes I would follow Rodney.
Follow him.
And then when it's that late at night and they get the checks and they see that, you know, nothing's funny at $400. You know what I'm saying? I mean, oh, my God. So did your friend continue to go into comedy, by the way?
Joe, he never recovered from that. I'm sorry. It was a horrible event. He never recovered. I'm not even going to say his name, but he didn't recover.
Oh, my God. Robert, did you go into we'll let you go, man. I know you got to get this event started, and we're going to ask for the information one more time. But did you go to – were you in school, or were you on stage at the point when you used to come into the Improv?
No, I went to – you know, I told you I was a fighter, and I went to – I couldn't get into college, so I went to community college. I went into an acting class, and that's how I got into acting at Rockland Community College. And then I met my friend there, and, you know, he said he wanted to be a comedian, and we all went down there to support him, and
give him my best. Give him my condolences, I guess I should say. I mean, you know. Hey, Robert Closey's on. You know Robert from Blue Bloods, and give us one more time in Farmingdale. Where are you going to be today sticking up for law enforcement, which we appreciate than we could tell you? Yes, sir.
It's at PDQ Chicken in Farmingdale today from 11 o'clock to 1.
Great. God bless you for doing that, Robert. And listen, you're welcome here anytime. And hopefully, give Mr. Selleck our best. And hopefully we'll get to see you soon, my friend.
And I'm going to talk to him about you.
Hey, man. Oh, please. Are you kidding me? An honor and a privilege. Trust me, Robert, it's great. The best of television right there, my friend. God bless. Godspeed, Robert. And thank you for doing all you're doing for law enforcement on Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, Robert. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Oh, we love it. We love it. Robert Closey right there. Great actor. Great actor. Sticking up for law enforcement at the PDQ Chicken in Farmingdale between 11 and 1. Get your picture. Show your support for law enforcement if you're out that way. Hey, before we break, let me go to Tony in Westchester. He's been holding for a while. Tony, I'm sorry to keep you waiting. What's on your mind this morning, my friend? No, no, go, Tony. Give it to me. Tony, Cthulhu. We got to hear the, the little stinger there, Al. So if you, I know you've been waiting.
Cthulhu.
So if you don't jump right on, man, boom, you'll get Cthulhu right there. Hey, Joe on the radio, 20 minutes after 9 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Mamma mia, what a morning. There's so much going on. We could take some more calls if you want to try to call back. 877-970-2999 on the balance of nature of your phone lines. And Eileen Fisher is going to join us in a couple minutes after the news break at the bottom of the hour. She has this, it's a hit show now, right here on the radio on AM 970, The Answer, Sunday nights, 5 p.m. It's called Heart Match Me. But, you know, Debbie, I get so embarrassed. Eileen, I get embarrassed. She talks about dating and things right. And the thing and everything.
tells you what type. She's like, are you still going for the same type? I know, it makes you think. I'm like, yes. I'm like, she wants us to open our eyes, you know?
Oh, Jeb,
she's
I don't
smart.
Know.
She's pretty smart know. Lady.
She is. And she's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Eileen Fisher coming up. Right now, Debbie Duhaime. Speaking of spectacular women, Debbie Duhaime looking out for you on the roads. 20 after 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, heading over to PDQ Chicken right now. You're moving okay over on Broad Hollow Road, 110. No problems down through Farmingdale. I do see some volume 110 northbound getting up toward the LIE. And it's kind of busy for you this morning on the LIE West getting out toward Lake Success. We're still seeing solid traffic on the Van Wyck North into Kew Gardens. Eastbound Gowanus slowing down up by the Prospect. Outbound Gowanus at 38th, that disabled truck being cleared. It's causing quite a delay. All jammed up on the southbound FDR Drive getting down toward the 50s. And solid traffic Cross Bronx West into the outbound GWB. A lot of volume on Tunnelly Ave. Southbound getting down toward 139. It's busy at the covered roadway getting out toward the Holland Tunnel. And traffic is still moving slowly northbound New Jersey Turnpike getting up toward exit 14. And very busy on 287 eastbound heading out toward exit 4 getting out toward White Plains with an accident just cleared out of the way. It looks like you're seeing volume on 95 north by the New Rochelle Tolls. A collision there as well. Sunny today, high of 34. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder doesn't understand the criticism of Trump's decision.
And the Iran deal gave Iran a pathway to getting a nuclear bomb. The deal did not cover their development of intercontinental ballistics, nor did it cover their exportation of terror. They are the leading export of terror in the world, and they are trying to get a nuclear bomb while chanting death to America and death to Israel. And finally, president comes in here and does something, and he's the bad guy.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Long Island Lutheran Middle and High School, Timothy Christian School, Upper Room Christian School, Christ Our Foundation Learning Center. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, you got 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes. I'll give you an extra minute till 9:30. It's 9:24. I'll give you to 9:30 if you call 855-621-9949. It's free. What did you say? Free. First five callers, next 5 minutes. All European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, you get that free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Alex is there. Johnny and Chris are there. I'll tell you, great. It's a great team. Iggy runs this whole show over there at Route 22 Toyota, and we love them. They're so nice. The way they took care of my sister Carol alone. And then when I was over there, I told you, I went over there and we broke bread and we talked before we bought Route 22 Toyota, with a big shout out to Sid Patterson, our buddy who introduced me to Iggy Giuffre, you know. And we sat in the showroom, this beautiful, beautiful showroom on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey at Route 22 Toyota. No dummies. All nice people, all caring people. And then I glanced, I told you this before, I glanced at the main entrance of the showroom, right? And I saw every single, to a person there at Route 22 Toyota, greeting everybody with respect, like family, like no dummies, no shenanigans, no car salesmanship, you know? Just really from the heart. You have to experience Route 22 Toyota. And now this, to get you over there. How about this? You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes. 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. I'm giving you to 9:30 now. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Good morning. Jersey Joe Piscopo, 926 on AM 970. The Answer. Don't forget, if you would just keep your smartphone right there, or your radio right there, however you're listening, because Mike Gallagher comes up at 10:05. You don't want to miss Mike Gallagher. And certainly Seb Gorka, Dr. Gorka, and Dennis Prager, and Kevin McCullough coming up, Larry Elder tonight, and Metaxas. You got everybody right here, you know, just trying to make sense of this crazy world. And I wanted to thank Valerie. I don't think I gave a shout-out to Valerie. She gave me this beautiful snare drum. It was an ornament that you put on the tree. It was a drum. Merry Christmas, Joe, from... I hope that says Valerie. Yep. Thank you, Valerie. Appreciate that very much. We love when you think about us. Let me go before we break to Dorothy on Long Island. Hi, Dorothy. How you doing this morning? What's on your mind this morning?
I'm doing fine, and I'm glad I got through. Earlier this week, you were talking about the Pope and how he smacked a lady's hand.
Oh.
And on the Catholic station, I wanted to give you the full story.
Yeah.
When the people put out their hand, they don't shake the Pope's hand. He shakes their hand, and he was coming down the aisle very pleasantly. He has a very bad shoulder. I don't know if it's a rotary cup or whatever, but he suffers with pain. That lady jerked his hand, and you could see him falter, like if he was going to stumble. And the guard behind him didn't seem to come forth to help him. But then he apologized in his speech later on, I think New Year's Day.
Yeah.
But that's why he's human.
Yeah.
So he has to express anger sometime.
Dorothy, thank you. So you're very, very sweet. Thank you for listening. And I know it was when Pope Francis was going down the line and he's shaking hands. Now, I have a rotator cuff situation, too. That's next, right? So, it gets painful. Mine's okay now. And I'm afraid to get the surgery because I don't want to be in a sling for like 6 weeks. But so you could feel that pain on the slice. If you turn on a light switch, you know the feeling. If you get a rotator cuff. So that's what I thought it was. But I appreciate it. And I am a diehard Catholic. I ain't going nowhere. What the Catholic just along with the Catholic Charities does for the inner cities, not the government, the Catholic Charities. I'm proud to be a Catholic. 99.9% of all the priests, all those Catholic priests, you're all that bad stuff. 99.9% of these priests are true disciples of Jesus, and so I support that. I appreciate it, and I go to the church and I don't go for salvation. I go to give thanks. I stopped in yesterday. I'm running around like a mamaluke, and I'm getting this. I'm running the kids to the doctor. Then I take them home, and I make sure everybody's going good. And then I got to pick up this. I got to pick up that. And then I got to go watch the news because, God forbid, I miss something that we can't talk about in the morning. And I said, let me go to church. I worked out. I went to the gym real quick, all right? And I worked out real quick. And then I said, well, if I'm going to take the time to go to the gym and to try to get in shape,
I could take that equal amount of time to go to church, drop to my knees, and give thanks to God. This is what was in my mind. And my mother taught me all of that. Thank God. So for mom. So I go to church, and I walk in, and it still had all the Christmas up, you know, and it was beautiful, and I felt certainly fulfilled. But I don't go for salvation. But I do find, and my mother taught me that, because sometimes in Mass, I am the worst. I am so impatient. I mean, on my knees going, I'm looking around, I'm getting nervous because the homily's too long. It's the fourth verse of a song. It's like, please, can we just get going? You know? And my mother, one time she was with me at church.
Yeah,
I was like so irritated. Could we please hurry up? And I wanted to stand up and go, oh, Father, move it along already. I did not.
You were doing great in the whole thing.
Listen to me. Then my mother, this is what I learned. She puts her hand on my arm. She goes, Joseph, just try to enjoy the moment. Just try to absorb everything in the church. I looked at my mom, and it's always wisdom from your mother, and I went, got it. So, indeed, yesterday I went into church, and I listened to my mom, and indeed, I calmed down, and I felt the goodness of the church. And no matter if you're in a mosque, you're in a synagogue, wherever you are, you know, you could feel that presence. But it's always good just to drop by, just to give thanks. I'm just saying, humility is a good thing, even when you're impatient and you're with ADD like I am.
Yeah,
hey, the thing with the Pope, the Pope's got to – he's got to refrain. He's on national television. You don't smack the hand of a girl.
Unfortunately, though, I disagree with Dorothy. If you watch the video, the woman pulls him.
Yeah,
she doesn't just hold his hand.
That's exactly.
Or shake him roughly. She pulled him towards him.
Yeah, I know.
That's not shaking somebody's hand.
I know. Well, that's what she's saying, that he had a right. But did he have a right to slap the gal's hand? Did the Pope have a right to? I don't know.
I don't know if he had the right to smack her hand. And obviously he apologized for it. But if you see in the video, clearly the woman is pulling the Pope towards her. She's so excited to be touching his hand that she's trying to get more of it. You know, I don't know what was going on there.
Did we find out, Frank, what happened, why the Pope kept pulling his hand away when they were trying to kiss his hand? Was it a germ thing? Do we know about that?
Well, I didn't see that. I'm sure it wasn't.
Remember we were looking at that? We were looking at that, and he pulled the hand. Every time somebody bent that, they would shake the Pope's hand. It was a line of people, and he would yank his hand away like when they went to kiss it. Literally, it was comical.
I think a year or two ago, he had passed down an edict that, you know, he didn't want people trying to kiss his hand anymore. And so I think people just see, that's the thing. Here's the Pope. You're supposed to be following what he says, right? I mean, if you're a true Catholic, he's telling people, don't do this anymore. I don't want you to do this. And yet people are still doing it.
I don't know. It reminds me
as your mom said, enjoy the moment for what it is.
Yeah, well, I guess so. But don't whatever you do, kiss the Pope's hand. But
you as the Pope? Think about it.
I would go like this.
Every single person that you touch their hand, you give them a quick, quick shot of Durasan. Thank you. Bless you.
I would have Durasan blessed, and it would be holy Durasan.
I've spoken to Jesus.
So he says,
Durasan is safe for you.
This is what you hear in church. The peace be with you. Peace be with you.
Imagine the press release from the Pope. Durasan now required in all holy water.
Are you kidding me? When I watch the priest, and I tell you, this was recent. I saw a priest, and he's sitting down.
Joe's frock would be a hazmat suit.
That's my religious gear. I looked at the priest recently. I saw a priest on the side, and it was a different church I was at. And then he gets from inside his cuff, like inside his robe, he takes a handkerchief and he just wipes his nose. And I'm going like, I am not getting communion from that guy. I'm going to the Eucharistic minister. I'm not going to that guy. You know,
where's the deacon? Deacon.
The body of Christ.
See, that's why you would give this great short mass, and then you would hold up. This is the body of Christ. You guys don't get to eat this. Only I do. I'll give you something separate.
I'm not going near your tongue.
By the way, you're not sipping this. Only me. I'll give you another cup. Like, I can see you rationing it out. You know, no.
I feel so bad when I get the communion, and then there's always a nice person in church who holds the cup, the chalice,
right,
that you're supposed to sip at, that everybody in that church is slobbering over as they go up there and they sip it. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to put my lips on that thing, you know? So listen to me.
So listen.
So I take the body of Christ, amen, and then I exchange, you know, a nice look to the person kind enough to give me the communion. Thank you. I go to the poor guy. He's looking there like, I know. No one wants this. No one wants.
Please.
And I look at him. And I can't make eye contact.
I know.
I can't make eye contact. I feel so bad. No one wants your wine, pal.
You can see Joe vigorously shaking his head. No. I don't want it. No, I'm good. No.
But really, and then they wipe it down with the same cloth. Like you take, you drink it. Oh, let me just wipe this. Put more germs. I'll spread the germ. No, I'm not going there.
What a Catholic you are. Do it.
Catholic with restrictions. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I love my religion, but don't.
You get on me for not going to church. Hey, I went to the gym yesterday.
No,
I didn't think about going to church and dropping to my knees.
I did. I went to the gym. I said, if I go to the gym, I go to church. But I said, well, but when they say, peace be with you, let's extend to each other, one another, the sign of peace. Don't you think about touching me. Do not even. I don't care. Peace be with you, but don't even think about touching me.
Why don't you put your hands in your pockets?
Well, because people
instead
always,
of, you know, like, no, 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 I know
always the person that
out.
Puts the hand out and keeps it there for
so
10
just,
minutes.
So
you
nod.
Shake it.
Just nod.
I know.
Or
I try
put
that.
Put your fist out. Put your
the
fist
bump,
out.
Fist yeah. bump works. Fist bump works That's nowadays, all. You know. But when they reach their
put
hand.
Put up the Duracell, like, hello, you want to shake my hand? Here you go.
How about when they reach, you spray their hand, you mean? Yeah, that'd be
yeah,
great.
Spray their hand first.
Peace be with you.
Right.
There you go. Thank you. Peace be with you, too. Okay. And Duracell be with all of us. Hey, you got Joe on the radio, praise all in the name of God.
Get a call from the Pope. What is this Duracell thing? Can you?
Yeah. Spray it on the Pope's head. Hey, look, whatever religion you are, you know, it's good. Give thanks. Give thanks to God. There's nothing wrong with that. Just bring your hand sanitizer with you. 9:36 with Joe and the. Oh, Eileen Fisher coming up. Put your seatbelt on, baby.
Bless
Eileen
her.
Fisher. Yeah. Oh man. I'll say a prayer right now. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
26 degrees at 9:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Officials in Barnegat Township are saying there are good reasons they're going to move its annual fireworks display. Police Chief Keith Germain said yesterday that some residents are not pleased that the show is being moved from over the bay to Barnegat High School and that the move is his idea. He explains that while he loved the fireworks over the water, the hundreds of people who regularly attend could be considered a target for an attack. Germain adds that not only does the high school offer more in the way of parking, but the grounds are easier for police to secure. Get paid to travel the country in a hot dog on wheels. That's basically the job posting from Oscar Mayer. The company is looking to hire this year's class of hot doggers to drive the famous 27-foot Wienermobile across the country. They'll get paid to do meet and greets at events and charities, as well as appearing on radio and TV. The job starts in June, but resumes must be in by January 31st. Simply visit OscarMayer.com for details. In sports, Knicks go 0-4 on their road trip. They lost to the Jazz last night, 128-104. As you heard here on our sister station, WMCA, Seton Hall now 3-0 in Big East play after beating Xavier 83-71. While here on The Answer, St. John's lost to Georgetown 87-66. And the Giants will be introducing new head coach Joe Judge today to the press at 2 o'clock. For the first time since joining the organization. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today and give one away to anyone you like absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Let's take it out to 287 eastbound. Slowing down, getting out toward 8W with an accident. Getting out past White Plains. Delays go back toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Over on the New England Thruway north by the New Rochelle tolls. That's an accident. Couple of lanes blocked. And we're still seeing delays on the Taconic south at Route 100 with an accident into Briarcliff Manor. Inbound GWB down to a 5-minute delay. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to cost you about 10. Over at the Holland, 10 minutes in. Let's take a ride, see what It's happening on 23 South at Echo Lake Road in West Milford, getting into Bloomingdale, an accident there. And it's kind of busy this morning on 27 Southbound down through Edison. Accident with the downed utility pole right past 287. Avenue A here in town by the area of 7th Street. Ongoing police department activity. Still seeing delays at the Edcoch 59th Street Bridge into town. 15 in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Sunny today, high of 34. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
You know, your family, so I worry about you. And when I tell you about Balance of Nature, it's because I genuinely care about you, because you're kind enough to listen to the show, and that makes you family. You know, whether you like it or not, right? We're a dysfunctional family on the radio, and I love you. So I want you to have the energy that you can have, you know? I want you to fight off any little nagging colds or sniffles or whatever you have, you know? If you take Balance of Nature, it could fight off everything that's attacking your body. That's what Balance of Nature is. Balance of Nature is a natural food in a vegetarian capsule. It's not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics and will upset your stomach. Balance of Nature is a natural food that will not upset your stomach. It has tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. You get 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables in a daily dose of Balance of Nature. When are you going to eat that much? You're not, but you need that. Remember when I told you when I had cancer way back in 1981? Thank God they gave me the cure rate. They tell you, oh, you're cured in 91, but you are always, at least I am, I'm always looking over my shoulder, always worried. That's why I'm a hypochondriac. So when Dr. Douglas Howard came in, we chat, and I sat with the beautiful Howard family, and they told me about Balance of Nature. I said, that's what the doctors told me like 30 years ago, whatever it was. Over 30 years ago, they told me that exact same thing. Take the antioxidants. Anything orange is good for you like that. You know, oranges and all of that. So now, for Dr. Howard to come up with this concept of Balance of Nature, where it's a vegetarian capsule in whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables in a vegetarian capsule, you've got to try it. You've got to try it because that's antioxidants fighting off the free radicals that attack all of us in our body. And now, to help you start, because I worry about you, your New Year's resolutions, right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This New Year's special will not last, so please call now. 35% off, free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go, please, to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Eastern Christian Elementary, School Flushing Christian School, Gateway Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition, or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Eileen Fisher standing by. I want to tell you about Connors and Sullivan, please. You know, if your husband, your wife is in a hospital rehab center, people are telling you they are not eligible for Medicaid. You know, the cost of a nursing home is very expensive. You know that. You know, if you're worried about all these things and what it will do to your financial status, do not panic. Call Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. They really know what they're talking about. I tell you that every morning. These are my attorneys, took care of everything for an estate, trust, will, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, boom. everything you need in that regard that protects your financial legacy, please, that you've worked so hard for, you can take care of at Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. My consigliere, my wartime consigliere son, Joey, he says, Joe, you got to go talk to Mike Connors. I did. I called Lisa at 718-238-6500. Bridget is there. And Kelly and Rose and Justin and the great team. Beth, Mike's beautiful wife, is there. You're going to love Connors and Sullivan. You know what's great about it, too, when you walk in, you feel comfortable. It's like a family again. You want to sit down. You could tell Mike anything. He understands. All the attorneys over there, Connors and Sullivan, and I've been there, so I could tell you from the heart, they know exactly what they're talking about, and they will put you at ease. Plus, you get a free initial consultation with a lawyer at Connors and Sullivan in Manhattan, in Brooklyn, in Queens, on Staten Island. 718-238-6500. And don't forget, please, to listen to Ask the Lawyer with Mike himself Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer, or Saturday mornings at 8 on our sister station AM 570 The Mission.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Nothing. Oh, here we go. Here we go, Al. Al's going to put on Barry White. That's just what I need. Eileen, welcome to the show. I got Barry White now. See, you see, Al. Get... Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
I love it, oh, baby. It's like foreplay, Joe.
Oh, you don't start already. It's too early. Eileen, you know what's wild? Now you come on our show and we have fun and we laugh and we joke. Now you've got this hit show Sunday nights, 5 p.m., called Heart Match Me right here on the station. Are you having fun doing radio, girl? This is great.
Oh, my God, Joe. First of all, like I tell Frank, I thank you guys and Al, because if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be where I am.
Ah,
so
look at
honestly,
you.
I owe you. And I'm a little upset because usually you tell me how I look and firewall me. And there's no, I got some Barry White from Al, but, you know, I have some questions for you, Joe.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Interrogate me, girl. What are you thinking?
I love interrogating you. So tell me, were you alone for the holidays? Or was, I know you're with your kids and your mom.
Yeah, exactly. I was with the kids and my mom. No, there's nobody that I bought any presents for. Is that what you're thinking? And can I tell you something, Eileen? I felt, and God forgive me, I felt relieved that I didn't have a significant other to have to buy presents. I went, oh, one less person.
You know what, Joe? I didn't get any presents. Why didn't you get me one?
Are you kidding me? You did not? Yes, I'm sure you did. I'm sure you got a plethora of flowers. Huh?
Had I known,
you're right. I'm guilty as charged. You know, I should do it, but I didn't know, and I didn't feel. I guess because I was so stressed getting the kids ready. It was Christmas morning. It's like a big show, and I was so relieved once it was over that I was so upset. The buildup to it was very stressful for me, but it was the best Christmas ever. Best Christmas with the kids and best New Year's ever with the kids. But and also, check out, you'll love this. Oh, Eileen, you'll love this. So then I go to this beautiful New Year's Eve party where they want me to perform. They had Michael Longoria from Broadway there and me. And now you know I could have called any of my female friends, hey, you want to go to this mansion and go to near, hey, you know, my Barry White voice, hey, baby.
I do like that, baby. Hey, you almost had me as a date with the hey.
I said, Jesse. You know, hey, baby. So I said, that would be me. So listen, you know, I took Charlie, my nine-year-old, and I had the, you know what, because I think, and this is what my whole life is at, and we talk about this a lot, and you can listen to Eileen, by the way, on a Sunday nights, 5 p.m., right here on AM 970, The Answer, Heart Match Me, but she'll deal with you like she deals with me because I'm a nutcase. But I felt I wanted to take my daughter because I could. I said, I called my host. I said, do you mind if I bring an angle? No, absolutely. Bring Charlie. And I had the best time. But meantime, good. As we speak, I'm still single. So what am I going to do? You know, I can't balance.
Baker.
What's that? What?
A matchmaker. I do know a matchmaker for you. You know, I know she really cares for you, understands you, you know, but, you know, but when someone's full of excuses about meeting someone, you know, you wonder what it's all
about.
Look, well, it's Barry, Alice.
I know. It's so true.
Now I took the other road. Now I'm the other side.
Are you? You are? Officially?
I'll be officially very soon. Yes.
Oh, well, see, now already. Now, but it's a, do you talk about that on the air? I don't want to divulge any private conversations here. Do you talk?
Wait a minute. Aren't we on the air now?
Why stop now? Why stop now? Yeah, yeah. Well, me and Debbie, too. Debbie Duhaime was great and beautiful and, like you saw, beautiful and wonderful and young. And some of us, and I talked to a lot of my female friends, say, I don't want a relationship. They just don't want a Carol Alt. Carol Alt comes on the show. She's great. She is magnificent. Carol Alt. She does not want a relationship. And I guess you find that a lot when you talk to people who think about
it. You know, Joe, no, I actually have the opposite feeling. I think that you can have all different, and I tell you this all the time, all different relationships, meaning that you don't have to get married, but no one should be alone. My mother's 76, and I say to her, go out and meet a man. Go out and have a companion. Now, women love women.
Is she available? No, I'm sorry. No, please. I'm waiting until you get divorced, kid. I'm waiting for you. God forgive me. I'll be outside the courtroom. Who's that strange guy at Episcopal lurking outside the courtroom? Waiting for Eileen to get divorced.
Why is Joe Piscopo waiting outside Eileen's divorce attorney?
The official, yes! Dancing.
But, what it is, Joe? Women can be with other women. They can live together and stuff, but nobody should be alone. And remember we were talking about your girl as a friend? And I said, even if you have someone to go to the movies with, but nobody should be alone, and it's how I feel. So everybody has different relationships at different times in their lives and what they want. And look, you got married, you know, how many times or whatever.
Just twice.
But, you know, Joe, everyone fulfills a void in someone's life at a different time. And I say to you, and I always say to you, you're too sweet, too kind, and that sexy voice that you can sing to a woman, you know, nobody should be alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you make me feel good about myself because really, you know, do
you
all guys,
good about
do any men have confidence? Isn't guys are always, they always fear getting into a relationship. They always think less of themselves. I mean, is that right or is that just me? You know what I mean?
I think everybody has a fear of relationships because
fear of rejection. Yeah.
I think that every relationship helps you if you go again. Yeah. See, if it fails and you don't go forward, you give in to that failure. But you never know who can come your way. And if you have this idea like you have, well, I don't want a deal. I failed. You know what? You're not giving, you know, you're giving in to failing. And Joe, I hate to tell you, behind every man is the perfect woman.
Yeah.
You know what a perfect woman is?
You?
A perfect woman is what, me. Now, you know what? I love that you said it's me because we could take a poll. There may be some others that will say I'm not perfect.
Eileen, you are the best. Yes, go ahead. No, finish that set.
No, I'm really serious. Don't give in to the fear.
All right.
You shouldn't be alone.
Okay.
And you know what? Your kids, like my kids, I tell them, they'll be happy when you're happy. If you're alone, they're not going to like that, Joe. They'll worry about you like I worry about my mother.
Yeah, yeah.
If not,
I'm
going to have to get her that button. I'm always scared if I get her the button, you know, I fall and I can't get my mother won't have batteries or something.
Eileen Fisher, Heart Match Me is the name of the show. This is a hit show on our station. We're proud to have Eileen. She is just a riot of a wonderful, wonderful gal. Eileen Fisher, and it's AM 970, The Answer. Sunday nights, 5 p.m., Eileen Fisher. Eileen, God bless you. Keep me posted, girl.
Thank you,
and we'll talk to you soon. God bless you, girl, and happy New Year.
Thanks so much.
She's
you
such
too,
a great
love.
Gal. Okay, love you. Eileen Fisher right there. Piscopo in the morning, Debbie Duhaime, 952.
You'll be lurking outside of the courtroom if she gets divorced. I love it.
Hey, hi.
Before she gets married, you're ready to lurk outside of the courtroom when she gets divorced.
I'm surrounded by beautiful women. What am I going to do? Debbie Duhaime's out there looking out for your other rose. Debbie, thank you so much for doing a great job all morning. 952 with Debbie right now on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe, the eastbound LIE at Springfield Boulevard, disabled tractor trailer, Queens Midtown Tunnel 15, and it's still busy at the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge, upper level getting into town, and expect some slowdowns over on the New England Thruway North getting up toward the New Rochelle Tolls. An accident there was just cleared out of the way. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? Are you receiving your share of the leads? If you're not effectively using digital media, you could be losing sales by the second. Even worse, your customers can be grabbed up one by one, never to return. Not sure if you're losing out to the competition? Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. Salem Surround is a full-service digital agency providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Total market penetration for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn more how we can help you place your advertising message in front of today's digital consumers. Salem Surround helps deliver customers by putting your business message in front of the right person at the right time.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer. Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains Trump's plan.
Let me assure you that he has a plan, and there is a doctrine. The doctrine starts with a very simple rule, and it's a very endearing one. If you live in the swamp or have worked in the swamp, the first rule of what Donald Trump is doing right now is there are no sacred cows.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 on AM 970. The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Brisk and cold today. Sunshine this morning mixing with some clouds in the afternoon. The high 34. Increasing clouds tonight. The low 28 to 32. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, becoming much milder in the afternoon with a high of 51. For Saturday, cloudy, breezy, and even milder with a couple of showers around. The high 64. That would break the record of 63 set in 1975. AM 970, The Answer.
There's Joe Lumberg right there. Joe Piscopo right here at 9:56 as we work into Mike Gallagher at 10:05 right here on AM 970, The Answer. So we're closing out the Italy trip January 16th, so we want you to jump on board. Love for you to go with us, okay? And we're just extending this to January 16th, but we have to close it off then because of reservations and getting the hotels ready. I'm so pumped. It's April 9th through 18th, right? A once-in-a-lifetime trip. And by the way, it is once-in-a-lifetime. And you know, and I know, if you don't go now, you ain't going, right? Am I right? You got to, you just got to do it. And when you got a trip to go and have Easter in Rome, that's Good Friday and Easter in Rome, a Saturday night dinner performance by yours truly and Steve Perillo at the piano. Come on. Then we will venture to Assisi. Next, explore. We're going to explore the Tuscan countryside, Siena and Pisa, Chianti, Florence, Cinque Terre, and more. You get the best of both worlds. Rome for Easter, then we slow down the pace in the beautiful Tuscan countryside. You have until January 16th to join this once-in-a-lifetime trip. It's closing out fast. 800-431-1515. 800-431-1515. 1515. You tell Janice at Perillo you want to fly away to Italy with Joe P. Call today 800-431-1515 or visit please PerilloTours.com. Hey, Joe on the radio, great to have you with us. Oh, you know what? I'll pick up the calls tomorrow because we're coming into the end of the show here, and I don't want to have to cut you off. On AM 970, The Answer, we will at 877-970-2999. I just want to jot that down on the balance of nature phone lines if you want to chat tomorrow. Well, hey, Frankie Five Boroughs, thanks for a great, what a show. That went so fast.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
I feel like we just walked in.
Oh, it was great, though. I really, really appreciate it. We appreciate Arthur Idala in the midst of that, you know, that wild, wild scene that he's experiencing at the courthouse. We appreciate Arthur joining us. Commissioner Bill Bratton, on this Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, we appreciate Commissioner Bill Bratton, the law enforcement legend, joining us. And John Iannarelli, he is a retired FBI agent. Thank you. Kieran Lawler, thank you. Mark Jensen and Eileen Fisher, she is a pip, you know. And Robert Closey, don't forget, he's going to be at the PDQ Chicken, 11-1 in Farmingdale. Hey, Joe on the radio. Albert, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Debbie, I love you. Most of all, I love you. We love you for listening. Now go out, please, and make it the best day ever because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
26 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A New Jersey congressman releasing a new climate plan. Frank Pallone Jr. showed off the framework of the draft Clean Future Act yesterday on Capitol Hill. The legislation would ensure the U.S. reaches net zero greenhouse gas pollution by 2050. It includes trying to improve the efficiency of new and existing buildings and reducing transportation emissions. Pallone says he hopes both sides of the aisle will support the measure. And police are investigating the stabbing and beating of a 15-year-old boy after school on Long Island as a possible gang assault. Nassau County cops say the boy was jumped on his way home from Uniondale High just before 3 yesterday. He was beaten with a baseball bat and stabbed, left in serious condition at the hospital. Police have stepped up security at the high school as a precaution.